Japan grants first new crypto license in 4 years to Laser Digital Japan, approved a new crypto license for Laser Digital Japan, the country's first fresh grant in 4 years, according to a report circulated by CoinMarketCap. On August 21, 2026, the clearance lets the Nomura-backed firm offer liquidity services to domestic crypto providers, reopening a licensing channel that had been effectively frozen since 2022. The timing lands during a broad risk-on move across crypto. Bitcoin traded at $77,272 as of August 24, 2026, up 6.9% on the day and 22.4% over the week. XRP was up 9.7% to 140, and Ether sat at 2401, up 3.2%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 72, firmly in greed, a freeze that lasted since 2022. Japan built one of the earliest formal crypto licensing regimes after the Mt. Gox collapse and again after the 2018 CoinCheck hack. Under the Financial Services Agency, every crypto asset exchange service provider must register before touching customer flow, and the bar has been high enough that the pipeline of new approvals slowed to a halt. Laser Digital Japan's grant is the first the market has seen in roughly 4 years. That gap matters because it was not an accident. The FSA spent the period tightening custody rules, cold storage requirements, and segregation of client assets rather than waving in new entrants. A new license clearing the queue suggests the regulator now sees room for additional supply, at least for institutional-facing services rather than retail speculation. Liquidity, not a retail exchange. Laser Digital is the digital asset arm connected to Nomura, one of Japan's largest financial groups. The approval covers liquidity provision to domestic crypto providers, which is a wholesale role rather than a consumer product. In practice, that means Laser Digital can act as a counterparty and market maker for exchanges and platforms already operating inside Japan, deepening the order books those venues rely on. The distinction is worth holding on to. This is not a new app chasing retail users with a sign-up bonus. It is infrastructure plumbing. Better liquidity tends to mean tighter spreads and less slippage for anyone trading on Japanese venues, which quietly improves the experience for domestic users without any of them signing up for anything new. Institutional confidence returns to Tokyo, a bank-affiliated entity, clearing the FSA's bar reads as a signal that regulated institutions see Japan as worth the compliance cost again. Nomura's involvement gives the approval weight that a startup license would not carry. When a firm of that size commits to a market gated this tightly, it usually reflects a longer-term read on demand rather than a short-term trade. Japan has been moving on several fronts at once. Lawmakers in the FSA have discussed reclassifying crypto assets under financial instruments rules and revisiting the country's heavy crypto tax treatment, both of which would change the calculus for institutional participation. A resumed licensing flow fits that direction of travel. For the wider region, it also puts Japan back into a competitive frame with Singapore and Hong Kong, which have spent the past 2 years courting the same institutional liquidity providers. For crypto users based in Japan, the near-term effect is indirect. Deeper liquidity from a regulated market maker can steady pricing on domestic platforms, and a thawing licensing regime is a precondition for more consumer products, including the crypto cards that still reach Japanese users only through a narrow set of providers. None of that arrives with this single approval, but the channel being open again is what makes it possible. The detail still to confirm the public information so far rests on the CoinMarketCap report of the FSA clearance. The exact scope of Laser Digital Japan's permissions, any conditions attached, and the timeline for it going operational have not been laid out in detail. Readers should treat the first in 4 years framing as the headline fact and wait for the FSA's own registry entry for the specifics. What is clear is the direction. After years of processing zero new entrants, Japan has approved one, and it chose an institution rather than a retail challenger. That choice tells you as much about the regulator's priorities as the license itself does.